With today's For Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A lot of testing is going on to try and determine the scope of the smoke damage caused by September's wildfires in Northwest vineyards. Researchers like Elizabeth Tomasino, Associate Professor of Oenology at Oregon State University, have been collecting grape samples to see if and where the smoke taint occurred.
We're actually trying not to use that because it can be a little misleading. When people are talking about smoke taint, and we sort of call it extreme smoke exposure, that's when you're talking, it's so extreme, you've had so much smoke exposure that when you go in and taste your wines, the description is sort of like an ashtray in your mouth, and that would be at extreme levels.
But Tomasino says that ashtray taste depends on many factors.
It all depends on the concentration of those compounds. There's natural levels in grapes, and then you get some elevated levels by using some processes that use oak, and then you could even go a bit higher and it's not going to affect wine that much, but it's at those really extreme levels. And as I said, it's really those vineyards that were right next to the fires that were getting really, really extreme levels to the point where there isn't really anything processing can be done to reduce that.
Knowing the extent of the grape loss, Tomasino says, won't be immediate.
They're just finishing up fermentation, and we won't really know until about 6 months or so. It does need a little bit of aging for all the bound compounds to sort of be released into their free form, and then sort of early next year we'll start to have an idea.
Not accustomed to wildfires of this magnitude, Tomasino says this year will be a year of education as much as the vintage. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.